Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Welcome to Across the Desk. My name is Elizabeth Plouf, and I'm here actually across the dining room table today with my friend James Birchall. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Now you're shy?
No, never.
Is that where we're going? So James and I are here today. We're going to be dazzling you two more times. So I hope you'll come back and have a listen, or maybe one and a half. We'll see how it goes. But this first one is a shout out for an amazing event that's coming up in April 6th. And this is your second, third?
Actually, I think it might be more like the fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah, this is our fifth year, but I think it's the very first trade show we ran in October 2012. Actually, the very first year we started.
I was there with Haltech.
That was the Beaver and Bulldog.
No, I was not there.
That first one, and then people said, could you do it again? And I think we did one in 2013. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how many we did in 2013. I think we did maybe two, and then we did a couple more in 2014. I skipped 2015.
Yes, that was Annus Horribilis?
It was the Annus Horribilis, yes.
So what we're talking about, as we drone on, is the Social Fusion Network trade show. And what I love about this event is that it's specifically focused on Halton region, but attendees come from all around. And it focuses specifically on the small businesses in the area that are providing valuable products and services. And again this year, it is at the Burlington Performing Arts Center.
Yes, it is.
Which is a stunning venue. If you've never been in to see a show even, it's worth going in to take a look. And one of the reasons that we're here today to talk about it is it's a great opportunity, a very affordable opportunity for people to take advantage of a table and come in. I'm sharing, which is an option, which I know is not a...
Yeah, not too many events actually let you do that, but you can split the cost between two vendors. So even though the cost of the tables, I believe we're one of the most economically priced events in town, because our pricing is all inclusive, but I'm sure we'll talk about that more later.
Yes, we're going to get into
that. But you can actually split it between two businesses, so you know it's obviously even more cost effective.
One of the things I love about it, so we'll talk quickly about the pricing because there's a reason. Obviously, you need to know, but there's another reason. So a studio table is $299, and that's in the black room?
So we've got three zones.
Okay,
so
let's do the zones.
Yeah, let's give you a quick overview. So every table is exactly the same. They're 6 foot long. They're 2.5 feet wide. They're strong, and they're pretty standard tables. You also get a dark linen cover. You get electricity and you get Wi-Fi access.
All included.
Huh. Whereas other events will often nickel and dime you for those sorts of things.
Which is silly.
Don't get me started.
Anyway.
But
happy place.
But what you can do is you can decide one of three zones. So there's the studio zone, the mezzanine, and the foyer. Mm-hmm. Now, the foyer is the ground floor, the main area that you come in through the main doors. The mezzanine is raised and overlooks the foyer, and the studio is attached to the foyer just off to one side. Each of these zones has its own benefits, pros and cons. As Elizabeth said, the studio, which is attached to the foyer, is $299. The mezzanine, which is the raised area overlooking the foyer, is $399.
Now, when he says raised, it's a second level.
Second level.
That made it sound like it was like a little bit of a dais.
That's
versus
true.
A,
yes.
Yeah. So now the mezzanine is actually, and one of the gorgeous, I'll interrupt for a second. If you go and have a look on the Burlington Performing Arts website, the one of the shots shows the entrance, and the mezzanine is the top half of that tallest glassed area. So it's surrounded by windows.
It's a jewel of a building. I mean,
it's
tons
gorgeous.
Of light. Yeah, and
you're not losing anything by being on the mezzanine because people are naturally attracted to go up there anyway because it's a beautiful space.
And more importantly, the second level of the building, which is the mezzanine. That is actually connected to the adjacent parking lot. So if you park and you come in from the parking lot on Locust Street, you're actually going to come in on the second level, which is the mezzanine. So
they'll hit you either way.
You're going to get, I mean, there's no place where you don't get foot traffic, you know. So it's really just a function of where you want to be, mm-hmm. you know, and your budget.
And then the foyer is obviously
ground floor.
As soon as you walk in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you also had some, And I don't know if they were sponsored, but you had some events going on at the last trade show. You had a photography booth.
Yes, there's usually a couple of surprises that we build in.
Oh, shh. I said nothing.
And, you know, often we will have, and I can't say for certain yet because we're still working it out. I mean, we're recording this at the end of January.
January 25th.
And this event is April 6th, which is This is 10 weeks away. Actually, yes, it is 10 weeks away this week.
Mm-hmm. And it's Robbie Burns Day.
Is it? Okay.
I believe so.
So, you know, we still have quite a bit of fun planning to do. Oftentimes, we will have a photography booth for free, so you can come in and get some professional shots done, and the photographer will, you know, let you have those images gratis. Great for your social media profiles and other things.
Oh, please don't use selfies.
Naturally, the people that are donating these services are hoping that you'll end up patronizing their business at some point, but, you know, there's no commitment. Actually, one thing we haven't mentioned is entry to this trade show and networking.
We're getting there.
Is free.
You jumped the gun.
Did I? Okay.
You prematurely.
Oh, it happens.
Not often, but it does.
Yes.
So, yes. So from a vendor's perspective, from a small business owner's perspective, this is my first year. So I've been there before with another organization. We got fantastic traffic. And the organization really benefited from it because there is built-in networking. And how the built-in networking works is that I think the highest you had 700 attendees.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few ways of keeping track. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is people who RSVP, for instance, we don't really get their email addresses. You can drop a business card on the way in, which is sort of part of it. But we're very castle sensitive.
Yes.
And we use Meetup for RSVPs and things like that. So we can get a pretty good idea of the counts. So when we've reported numbers in the past, we've reported numbers that we could validate, but we know that we've seen more foot traffic. So yes, it's gone as high as 700, usually between 500 and 600.
But the reason that you're able, because I, you know, other events that shall not be named charge you.
Mm-hmm.
To attend their networking events, in addition to having charged the vendors to be there. And yours is positioned as such that people can come for free.
Yeah, it's open to the general public.
Yeah, and get huge value for attending.
Yep.
And it is,
there's nothing like it.
No,
there really isn't anything like it.
But there's people that are there that are interested in meeting your business.
Oh, yeah.
They're interested in, you know, learning about your services. And just because it's free doesn't mean there's any less value to the people attending.
No, not at all. I mean,
it's a misconception.
There's some great there's some great organizations in town. In fact, I'm a big fan of networking, everything from the paid networking organizations through to the free networking organizations. I mean, I'm a believer that you should be a member of multiple networking groups that you can, you know, maximize your footprint locally. And this idea that free maybe is less valuable than something that you've paid for is, I think, it's a bit of an archaic idea now, because with technology, for instance, we've been able to restructure and rebuild how networks and particularly networking models work. And when I say, you know, being a member of that Social Fusion Network is free, it just means you didn't have to pay to be a member. There are so-called payments, one of which is, you know, accepting communications from us, you know, receiving emails, participating in other things like that, and generally supporting the organization. So it's free to attend, and because of this we do get a lot more traction, and we've never believed in charging to we've never believed in charging so you can be part of our Scooby gang. You know, just dating
myself.
Can I
be Daphne?
Yeah, Daphne. Yeah.
Thelma. I'll be Thelma. I like Thelma. She's smart. The advantage, I mean, so I've been now a member of the Social Fusion Network since 2013.
So that was the first year. So 4 years now, yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So the next couple of next podcast that we're going to do is, it outlines one of the other benefits of belonging to the SFN. Some of the other things that are happening with this event in particular, not only is it free, but you've started a contest.
Right. Since this is our fifth year, one of the things I wanted to do was acknowledge that and give something back. One of the first things that I wanted to do, in fact, I wanted to do something for both sides of the coin, if you will. I wanted to give something to the people who are attending. So if you're coming for free to network with, you know, potentially 500 people, I wanted to give the attendees something to win. And I also wanted to give the small businesses that might want to participate in a trade show table, I wanted to give them a chance to win something as well. So I'll explain what we were thinking and what we've actually started doing. So we'll start off with the...
This is the UWE, not the WeWe, because yes. I'm not a...
Well, this is the We SFN stuff.
Yes.
So 5 years this January, and I'm giving away $100 for every year that we've been operating the Social Fusion Network. So $500 cash is being given away on the day at the event to one lucky winner. And the way you have to...
Pick me!
Yeah, the way you have to participate in that giveaway is to go to the website and click on the link that says win $500 cash. I don't know actually whereabouts. Ah, there we go. If you go to sfntradeshow.com, so SFN Sierra Foxtrot November, tradeshow.com.
Seriously, James Bond?
Yes,
what
I
that?
Know. Sorry. It's the phonetic alphabet. If you go to that website address, you'll see you'll actually see the Burlington Performing Arts
Center
at the top, and underneath you'll see a series of buttons. It's the green buttons, the one on the left. It says "Win yourself $500 cash." If you click on that, it'll take you to the place where you can actually win. Oh, and by the way, this is where it gets interesting. So, I'm a bit of a technology buff of sorts.
I was going to use another word, but sure.
Geek, yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Nerd. Yeah, sure.
Enthusiast.
Well, 30-odd years programming will do that to you.
Well, we're going to talk about the UU behind this in a second.
But I didn't program this. This is actually a paid-for service. But what makes this cool is that if you enter, you get a chance to win. And, you know, that's great. And we've actually turned around.
Sorry.
It's a check validation. Elizabeth has just noticed that part of completing the... prize giveaway is making sure you're a real person, and you know.
So the choices are Snoopy, Spider-Man, or James Virgil.
So yes, it's asking who's giving away the prize.
So what if I choose Snoopy?
It won't work.
Oh.
The point being, though, is if you share this prize giveaway, you might think to yourself, "Well, that means more people are going to get a chance to win, and less chances for me to win." But this is a really nifty piece of software that some company, whose name I forget right now, wrote.
King Sumo.
Yeah, actually, that's it. King Sumo, and if you share it, you get 3 extra chances. So we enter your name
really?
3 more times. You get 4 chances. Basically, if you enter this, you get 1 chance to win. But if you share it with a buddy...
That's not there anywhere.
It shows up when you click on it. It shows in the next button.
Ooh!
So if you click on it and share it, and it'll give you a specific link and it tracks it, and you give it to your buddies, and if they then enter, you will get 3 more entries. So if you share it with one person, you are now at 4 entries. You got 4 chances to win.
Oh.
It's a viral component. It's very clever.
In a positive way, not an infect your computer and make it sneeze kind of way.
It multiplies your chances to win. So whereas most giveaways you don't want to tell anybody because you want to keep it all to yourself, this one rewards you for sharing. So the more people you share, for every person who actually, you know, follows the link that you share with them, you get 3 extra chances to win. And that means, well, quite frankly, if you told like 5 friends, you're up around a significant number of entries.
15.
It could be more than that. I can't do the math in my head right now. I think it's at least 15, probably 16. Because there's you.
Guess who's going to be sharing?
Well, that's the thing. And if you share this, you can. And the next screen actually shows you all the share features. You can share it on Facebook and Twitter, and it does it all for you. It's very clever. I paid a lot of money for this software.
You go, MacGyver.
Yeah, I know. Damn squirrely, as they say. So anyway, that's the free giveaway for people. For, you know, the...
Versus robots?
Yes. And then, of course, I wanted to also reward people who might like to be perhaps showcasing a business. And you can actually win the VIP vendor table. Now,
I haven't entered yet. Let's do that.
In the past, we've sold the VIP vendor table for $750. It's the table right near the registration.
That big corner
that
one?
Big corner one. That's the one that most people pay.
Ooh, lolly.
And we've always sold it. But this year I decided I was going to give it away. You can't buy this table anymore. You want to let that one sink in? Yeah.
I didn't actually hear that. I was distracted by the Mickey Mouse Donald Duck options.
I know. This is a different one.
But go back and say what?
We're not selling this table. You can only win it.
Really?
Yeah, and if it doesn't get sold, then, well, oh, sorry, if nobody wins it, which of course is impossible because I'm already seeing people entering for this one.
Right now.
Now, just so in case you're wondering and you're thinking to yourself, but James, I was gonna book a table anyway. So don't worry, book your regular table, you know, book your studio table or your mezzanine or your foyer table and enter to win. You can do both.
I'm doing it.
Because I'm drawing the table winner before the main event.
Oh, and just get your cash.
If you win, I give you your money back.
Aww.
So you get the VIP table and I refund your ticket for your regular table.
And look, so here's, you know,
and there's only 34 days left on the trade show giveaway.
We're getting a little promo-y here, but we're going to get into the personal in just a second, which I don't think you anticipated, but surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've entered, so even for the schwanky table, that whole three thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I'm doing that because I'm sharing a table. So my friend Hazel and I, Hazel van der Werken, she owns Making Change Happen. She is my table buddy. Because one, I'm not a huge fan of having a whole table to myself because it's just me. I'm a sole proprietor and I can never leave the table.
Well, if you need a pee break.
Yeah, and then you're kind of hooped, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's really actually a fantastic thing to share a table because you then have somebody else there. I mean, choose somebody who obviously is going to be nice about your business. And Hazel and I can equally promote each other and it's not an issue. But so this is going to lead into the other podcast. I'm going to jump back for a second. So I'm going to be sharing all of this in a minute. So I'm not going to shut that window down.
So here's the reason why I'm selling tables. The only reason I'm selling tables.
Is it because it costs you a poo ton of money?
It's because it's costing me quite a lot of money to rent this venue. If the venue.
The venue's worth it, though.
I know. The venue's
gorgeous.
People
are so nice.
I know. And they do an amazing job. I'm paying for staff. I'm paying for teardown, cleanup. I mean, it's thousands and thousands
this
of dollars.
This stuff ain't free, people.
It's thousands and thousands of dollars to rent this for like 4 or 5 hours. But, you know, that's the only reason I'm charging what I'm charging is essentially enough to cover all the advertising costs and pay for the venue. I've done this for free in the past where I was able to provide the venues for free when I've been able to partner up. I don't do this necessarily as a money maker for me. I do this because there was a gap in the local business market where small businesses didn't have the kind of networking that they needed.
Look at you going into the personal thing that I wanted to talk about anyway.
Well, really? Damn, I didn't know that.
Okay, so I'm going to cut you off.
Go on then.
Because you're not good at talking about yourself in a positive way as far as the horn tooting, other than, you know, if you fart, that's your own business. But one of the things that I have admired about you over the 4 years that we've gotten to know each other is that the ambition for you to provide these things and the amount of hard work that goes into creating these. Even if anybody's an event planner, we've only got a few minutes left, but if anybody's an event planner, you know what goes into putting these things in.
200 plus hours.
Yeah, and if you're not an event planner, I'm here to tell you, as an event planner, it is a lot of work. And James goes above and beyond, especially in the promotions department, where most situations rely on the participants to promote versus driving it themselves, which is never a smart strategy, by the way. I just love the altruistic component that you put into this, that you would not put on an event that would not be of high quality.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it other than, you know, when we chatted. Oh, the other thing. Sorry, I'm going to backtrack just for a second, just so we don't forget to mention it. But as if you get a vendor's table.
There's now free training.
No, not only free training, but mm-hmm. you do a little interview with people.
Some of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No? What am I?
That was the early bird thing.
Oh,
we had a lower price, $50 lower actually.
Yeah.
And that expired December 31st. However, however.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, I'm not a fan of, I mean, I love creating, you know, obviously incentives for people to act.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want anything to feel like a punishment if you don't act. So what
Fair.
We did was we had a slightly lower price and we had an interview where you had an opportunity to talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically shared it through my social network, which mm-hmm. is about 25,000 people. And it's in rotation right now all the way up until the event,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty...
Did you Edgar me?
Meet Edgar you? I did, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, a tweet to a network about the size of mine, I think $75 is the going rate. Yeah, if you actually look at what you have
you
to
pay. You mean paying people to tweet?
If you had to pay somebody to tweet to a network, it's about $75 to go out to a network of about 25,000.
That's cray cray.
I know. Well, you know, it's like how much it is if you want to send something through the Kardashians network. Woo!
Like I'd touch them with a 10-foot pole. But anyway.
Anywho. So what we did do was when things rolled into the new year, I decided to add some training. You see, here's the thing. Trade show marketing is amazing. We know this. It works really, really well. But respectfully, people, most that attend a trade show, they do a pretty lame job of promoting themselves, right? Not.
Are we talking about attendees or vendors?
Vendors.
Okay. So from me to you.
Yes.
If you decide to take advantage, if you decide to take advantage of any trade show, and your modus operandi is to stand behind your table and wait for people
wait.
To come to you.
Oh, yay, yay.
Well, yes. That's not the situation.
But that's what most people
so
do.
So what's this training component? That's new.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, I've been producing these events for a while. No, that's different.
Oh.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing. You don't see the pointing. But anyway.
So this is different. One of the things I do, and I have been doing for, obviously, the 5 years or so, is I read a lot. And I've been looking at...
No.
Yes, dreadfully so. I've been looking at every event management and event production company I can find, and I've been crawling through all of their content and studying what they do.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, I know. It's research. And one of the things I found is, you know, if you read all the white papers and you learn how valuable trade shows are, and, you know, that's great. But what you realize is there's this big gap. And the big gap is that most people who go to a trade show, you know, trade shows are historically very expensive. I mean, mine's not, but
no.
Usually they are. Well, here's the thing. They go to the trade show and they kind of just show up and wait. Well, you're missing the opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's all the pre-event marketing that you should be doing. There's the post-event marketing you should be doing. And there's all the at-event marketing you should be doing.
Not including all the connecting that you should be doing.
Right. So there's the right way of connecting when you're at the event. There's the right number of people you should or shouldn't have. There's the things you should say, to whom you should say it, when you should say
What's
it, why.
What's the post-event connecting? If you've got all those business cards, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, it's all part of the training. And
what are you doing that?
I've done it. I've recorded it all.
That's not what I mean. So when can the nice people take advantage of that?
Well, as soon as they start signing up. First of all, you can get this training if it's $99. If you want it now, you can go to my courses directory and buy it. But if you book a table...
I did.
I will give you the access codes for free. So anybody that books a table, including those that booked it before December 31st, they're all going to be retroactively given access to this training.
When's that coming out?
It's already published.
Stinky muffin. Where do you get that?
I just told you, courses.jamesburchill.com.
No, I understand that piece. But so for those of us that are already booked...
I have to just send you the email to give you the codes to link
hello.
In. How about a busy week?
It could be another podcast, mister. So
yes, so that training's there, and it shows
very
you...
Very cool.
You know, there's
but
so many things...
trade shows don't do that. I keep
yeah,
pulling
away
from the microphone.
Nobody does it.
Which is, I'm trying... So I'm working with two organizations right now. For events. And one of them, I would love to offer this for, because I've been to so many events, from a corporate perspective especially, and James is a little different.
Just in a little?
Well, a little bit. Not you are, you are different, but your trade show is different in that it is a really nice blend of business and casual.
Yes.
So there's an opportunity to go, and I think what it allows is more of a freedom. I don't know how else to explain it, but when you go to some, and I'm not denigrating
no, we're
anybody.
Not knocking anything,
yeah,
no.
Not knocking anybody, but having a little bit of a more casual vibe, I think. And it is, you know, you dress business, you don't show up in your sweats and what have you, because if you do that, quite frankly, I'll mock you endlessly. But if you show up professionally, just because of the vibe that you create throughout the Social Fusion Network, anyway, I'm gonna jump for just a second. I took a break from networking for about 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a stalwart, you know, Social Fusion Network person. And when I went back to my first event, the number of people who, like, threw open their arms and said, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, you've created this little bit of a community family vibe situation that nobody's excluded from. And it extends to the trade show.
Mm-hmm.
So that I believe people are more comfortable in this format, connecting and whatever. It's not as high pressure and has...
Well, we have one rule. We've always had one rule.
Don't be a jerk.
Well, the rule says on the in our website, the rule is be nice. And if you want to see rule two, it says see rule one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And people like laugh, but I'm dead serious. You can be anywhere and do anything. And to choose to patronize or attend an SFN event, I take
being nice very seriously.
I do. I take it seriously, and mm-hmm. I protect members. Obviously, I won't name names, but in the 5 years that I've run this event, you know, people say, "Oh, it's a free event. You know, anyone can come and go." And yeah, sure, you can technically show up, but there are people that don't attend the events anymore because I have disinvited them.
You've also been very proactive. If somebody's misbehaving,
oh yeah.
So that's one, and one of the things, you know, it's nice to be 6 foot three.
Yes.
But if you were in a, and I know this is an odd segue, but this is more to do with the heart of the event, which is why I don't, and I said this to somebody else, and I think I've said it to you as well, that I don't have anybody across the desk that I can't respect and that I can't talk about honestly. And one of the things that I really enjoy about this event is how protective you are of the attendees in a positive way. And I know we were at one event and somebody got, it wasn't a trade show, and somebody got in their cups. And it was not only a member issue, but a safety issue for that attendee.
Yes.
And you were able to intervene and take care of it. And
yeah, I mean, and for those that don't know what in their cups means, because I had to figure that one out as well.
drunk.
They'd had a little too much to drink, a lot too much to drink. And I take that stuff. I mean, this is more of a personal thing. I grew up around, unfortunately, I grew up in a seriously dysfunctional family. My mother was an alcoholic. You know, I learned very early on how to, shall we say, manage drunks. And at the same time, you know, disease or whether or not you think it's a self-afflicted choice.
Getting off topic, but yes.
Point being, you know what? I think you need to take care of these individuals. And for whatever reason they got where they got, I wanted to make sure that they got home safely. And plus, you know, it's awkward for a lot of people. If you're not used to being around that,
puts a damper on the situation.
Harsh is your mellow, I believe is the expression.
Harsh is your buzz.
Harsh is your buzz.
Yes.
Yeah, so we made sure that individual was gently and courteously extracted from the environment with no fuss. And made sure that they got where they needed to be safely. You know,
and that's another thing that I really enjoy about. I've never been in a. I've been to other, and again, not disparaging, but I've been in situations at networking events where I just feel really odd, and one upped, one downed, and I don't like that. And it doesn't. I've never felt that happen at one of your trade shows. I've always felt quite comfortable. So.
No, and
I know is an odd thing to talk about it for a trade show, but
well, yes and no. I mean, part of the reason that I think people come to these events, I mean, the trade show event is just really a bigger version of the monthly events, and
yeah.
You know, obviously people have the chance to, you know, put trade show tables out and do other things, and we promote it a little differently, but it's really just the same thing but bigger. And
it attracts a different crowd, I think, and in a positive way.
Well, we've attracted, I mean, historically, it attracts from New York State all the way to, so we've pulled Americans, which may or may not be a good thing, but.
I'm saying nothing. My face just went, whoa!
It's up to you. Everyone has an opinion. Was it? No.
You're blushing.
Just a little bit. All the way through to, all the way up to Barry and all the way to Ajax and Pickering. I mean, it's
wow.
A hell of a draw.
So if you were to do like a map point,
it's massive. It's bigger than the Golden Horseshoe. It really does pull from all over the place, which is incredibly humbling for
diverse.
Me.
Diverse.
Well, I'm not.
It just from a network perspective, if you are in a position, so we got about a minute left. From a grow of your network, quality growth of your network perspective, this is an event that you can attend for free. Meet quality vendors. Because you vet to a certain capacity on the vendors that are there. Take advantage of the situation because it is a quality event. There are quality vendors. There are quality attendees. It is a quality run event. And the next podcast that we're going to chit chat is about a training opportunity that you're providing on a monthly basis.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. To get ready for something like this. If you want to make the most of this event and you're not comfortable networking, then we have James's $99 training, which quite frankly, it's worth the investment because if you network wrong, that can hoop your business in bad ways. It hoops your reputation. Like it does bad things.
Well, marketing amplifies that which you're doing, and if you're doing it wrong or you're doing it badly, then...
Or you're not a nice person.
Or marketing then just amplifies all the things you're doing wrong, and it can really harm you. It's better to actually go a little slower and go a little better at it, and
learn the right way. Yeah. Take the opportunity. So instead of having to pay, you know, $450 to attend a conference to grow your business and what have you, invest the $100 in the training, come and network effectively, meet the gang, the Scooby Gang, and the Justice League and everybody else.
That's right.
It's a warm and welcoming environment, and it's fun too.
Yeah, and during the summer months, we implement Bermudian business casual, which for those that don't know.
You wear shorts, which is really
That's weird. Shorts. Yeah, Bermudian business casual. It's nicely dressy shorts and maybe a button-down
shirt.
Not
at this event.
No, it's too damn cold. But yeah, we have a little fun with it. I mean, come on, it's networking. It's not rocket science.
You don't need to spit out a diamond by the end of the event.
No, absolutely
not. We won't go into
the
explanation for that. But anyway, so Social Fusion Network Trade Show this spring, April 6th, 2017, taking place at the Burlington Performing Arts Center. It is from 4 until 7.
Actually, it's from 4 until 8.
4 until 8. Oh!
So yeah, vendors can get in at 3 to set up.
Oh, awesome.
And teardown happens from 8 till 9. And that's
awesome.
For vendors to know. But and everyone else, it's 4 till 8.
Drinks are available?
Oh yeah, there's a fully staffed bar. No, we're not paying for your drinks. Legal liability issues and all that fun stuff. You've got to buy your own booze. Sorry, folks.
Appetizers?
We're still working on that.
Okay.
But yes, so there should be lots of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, so check it out. Visit sfntradeshow.com. If you forget that one, then remember the name of James Birchall, and there are links to his website, or links on his website, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Or look up Social Fusion Network, and
you'll find
you leave a trail like breadcrumbs everywhere anyway. So
I'm omnipotent.
You're everywhere. We won't go there because there's a joke in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But thank you very much for listening. And, you know, hopefully you've learned not only a little bit about James and his trade show, but some networking stuff. And join us for the next one, where we're going to talk about a couple of ventures that James is putting out to help businesses grow. And that's the main goal of all of the events that James does, as far as the Social Fusion Network and the trade show and the monthly networking opportunities. It's all about providing quality, safe, fun, friendly, approachable networking that if you use it correctly, you can use to grow your network, grow your business, and have fun, because you need to get out of the house periodically.
Mm.
So thank you for joining me across my dining room table today.
No, it's my pleasure. And just a quick reminder to those folks that are checking this out. So again, sfntradeshow.com. Scroll down and click on that button that says win yourself $500 cash.
And don't pick Scooby and don't...
You'll follow. You'll figure it out.
Thanks very much, everybody. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.